Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who has received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. It was a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm very excited about having Joel Barker back on the show. 13 years he's been hanging out with us. He's one of the top futurists of our time. He's my mentor in the area of understanding the implications of what's coming at us. I've learned so much from him over the years. In fact, I was learning from him before he knew me, because I was reading his book, Paradigms, The Business of Discovering the Future. I was watching the film of the same name. I was learning about what a smart guy Joel Barker was 30 years ago, and so glad that he's become part of our world in the last few years. Joel Barker, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. I hope I still have some smarts after 30 years.
You do. You continue to be my mentor, I'll tell you that. I'm glad you're hanging out with us. So, Joel, folks, one of the things Joel does when he joins us is he brings us things that are probably coming at us from the future, indicators that are out there right now that haven't quite popped up as full-blown mushrooms yet, but they're just kind of breaking through the ground. And it looks like they might have future life and legs and implications for how we're going to live our life in the future. And one of those is something that's associated with a topic that you first told us about several years ago. And ever since...
More than 10 years ago.
Every time we turn around, there's some new development about graphene, including in golf balls, for God's sake. What's the news on graphene?
Well, what we have to recognize is literally every month I could bring something new on graphene. That's how important and how diverse this product is.
And groundbreaking.
Graphene is a product of groundbreaking, innovative, absolutely. Graphene is a form of carbon. And when you lock it upright, it gets very, very thin. If you lay it out on a layer, you can get it one atom thick. And even at one atom thick, it is extremely strong. In fact, its strength is pound for pound, 100 times stronger than steel. It's made out of carbon, which we have a lot of and we'd like to get out of the atmosphere. So it's not only an important material, it's something we should harvest from the atmosphere.
But 20 years ago, we didn't know it existed, did we?
No, it was a Nobel Prize winning discovery. The guys who discovered it, two Russians in England at one of the universities, discovered it. They got a Nobel Prize like 3 years after they discovered it. That hardly ever happens.
Wow.
So what we've got now is this question of production. And so there are a lot of people working on production, and the University of Rochester has developed a process by which they have recruited bacteria to take a form of carbon and turn it into graphene. And the thing that's interesting about it is it's cheaper, vastly cheaper than the way we're doing it now. The quality is higher. And that kind of intrigued me.
The bacteria becomes or creates the graphene?
Creates. It purifies. It takes a form of carbon, which is it's actually a form of graphene, but it's not very clean.
And it eats the impurities?
And it actually eats the oxygen out of the form. And you end up with
and leaves
really
the graphene.
High. Yes, exactly. Plus, no harsh chemicals. And that's a big deal as we move into the future because that's a question of pollution. So what we have now is the beginnings of, and this is what we like to talk about when we're talking, Jim, the beginnings of a process can be dramatically improved through genetic manipulation that will give us access to this wonderful product material called graphene that we can do all sorts of things with, even as we're clearing the air of the carbon dioxide.
Think about that, folks. We can take something that even my Nobel Prize winning climate change experts who don't believe a lot of who have actually disproved some of the climate change research and they won a Nobel Prize for that, even they admit that carbon in our atmosphere is an issue, is a problem. And so if we could take that carbon out, harvest it, turn it into a building block substance. Think about that, folks. Think about, I mean, talk about, and then with these bacteria, Joel, do it in a sustainable way. That's the hat trick, isn't it?
It's the hat trick, the safe, sustainable way that is minimal impact on the environment.
Yeah,
it sounds like a win-win-win.
Amazing. So it's called Bacteria Making Graphene. NewAtlas.com is where Joel referenced this from. And we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about building wind farms in artificial islands in the North Sea. Have you ever heard of the North Sea? It's not a friendly place, folks. And there are people up there who think they can create some energy from that place. And then we're going to go into space, too, talk about some things that are coming out there. And that's coming up right after the break, 20 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Here's CCR to take us out.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.